talk about AE self-sourcing. So 2023 was a pretty tough year in sales for most software companies. And the reason for that is, you know, when the economy is doing really well and, you know, buyers are buying and sales cycles are moving pretty quickly and companies for the most part don't have all of these extra layers of approval, you don't have to do as much outbound, right? The inbound engine is much stronger. People are much more willing to take meetings. They're less likely, buyers are less likely to want to do a pilot or proof of concept or start small or find ways to de-risk the deal. So for account executives, they haven't really had to self-source a lot of pipeline to hit quota until very recently. And what I want to talk about in this episode is why it's important for account executives to self-source. And I want to give you some tips if you're a sales leader on how to facilitate that a little bit more. So before we get to that, my name is Jason Bay. Thanks for checking out Outbound Squad. We're all about helping you turn complete strangers into paying customers. So if you're managing a team of either SDRs or account executives, you're definitely in the right place. So again, I want to talk about self-sourcing. I think it's first to talk about, you know, why you should have a culture around self-sourcing. One is if your team has been really reliant on inbound, inbound marketing channels are super expensive. The number one thing I hear from sales executives that want to do more outbound is that they're so reliant on inbound that the cost of acquisition is just out of control on some of those customers that they bring in. And then it can also be very unpredictable because you hit a certain critical mass where you're getting leads and then all of a sudden the advertising's not working and you got to change up the messaging. And you don't have something like outbound that you can just turn on immediately. The other thing too is when you think about target accounts and named accounts, especially if you're selling enterprise that you really want to break into, a VP of technology or VP of contact center or HR or whoever you sell to, they're probably not going through the website and scheduling a demo with you guys. So if we want to get meetings with more senior stakeholders so that deals move faster and we want to break into those, you know, coveted named accounts, outbound's really the way to go. So the number one thing that you're going to deal with if you're making this transition is a reluctance to do it because as an account executive, a lot of them either haven't done it for months or years, or they didn't really come to your company and sign up with the expectation that they were going to have to self-source a ton of pipeline. So a third of pipeline is a really good benchmark to shoot for if you're going at this for the first time. According to SalesLoft and Bridge Group, the best account executives at the enterprise level will typically self-source between 25 and 50%. It depends on your sales cycle and average deal size and all that kind of stuff, but somewhere around a quarter to a half is what you want to be able to self-source as an account executive. And that's going to reduce the reliance on SDRs and marketing and give your account executives a tool that they can literally turn on a faucet, if you will, immediately. So let's talk about some of the tips. First tip, and the number one thing that I see happening is when you're trying to get account executives to do the dirty work of prospecting, there's oftentimes this attitude of as a frontline leader or as leadership, you know, we're leaders now, we don't need to do that. Go do the thing. It's easy. Go make phone calls, go send emails. And if you don't show as a leader that you are willing to rub shoulders and get in the pit with your reps, one, you're not going to have the respect. And two, you're not going to really be able to show them what good looks like. They're not going to be able to see what good looks like, nor are they going to have as much respect for your frontline leader. So number one is rub shoulders. It should be mandatory once or twice a week. Managers, you get in the pit with the rep and make some calls with them. Call on the accounts that they're having a tough time getting a hold of and get a hold of someone and set a meeting with them. That's a great way to build confidence. Two is facilitating through get shit done sessions is what I call them, group workout style, facilitate the activity of doing outbound. So the number one thing that account executives oftentimes don't do is block out the time to actually outbound and they schedule things over it, meetings, internal meetings, whatever it might be, anything they can look for to schedule over it, honestly, in my experience. So what you want to do is have a couple 1 hour blocks per week, maybe a Tuesday and a Thursday. It's mandatory that people come. They do not schedule meetings around it unless it's the biggest deal of their life that can only meet during that time. And then during those 1 hour blocks, you're using Orem's, you know, virtual sales floor, or you're hopping on a Zoom call and people put themselves on mute and then people are dialing and you're replicating and creating a virtual sales floor. This is a really great place to kind of get that energy like you would in a call center. It's the very next best thing. That my clients, the ones that successfully implement that, you'll get a 20 to 40% increase in outbound activity literally overnight just by doing that. Three, give AEs the same access to tooling as your SDRs. If you expect an account executive to outbound and you don't give them access to a sales engagement tool like a MixMax or an Outreach or a Sales Loft or a Zoom Info Engage, they're all pretty good. If you don't give them access to these tools, how could you expect them to do the job that the SDR is doing if you're not willing to invest in tooling? So give them access to the sequences. Don't create extra barriers for them to do the work. I had another client that got rid of cell phone data. They got rid of their Zoom Info subscription for all of their account executives. So talk about making the job harder to do. Like, you need to remove obstacles for doing app and not create them. Number four, CRO or VP of sales should do public shout outs. So if you want to incentivize reps to do a certain activity, you need to reward that. And part of it is the public shout outs, creating a leaderboard of some sort where you guys post outbound activity, meetings set from outbound, qualified pipeline, most importantly, created from outbound, closed won deals from outbound. That stuff, CRO down, I don't care how big the org is, there should be public shout outs in your all hands, in your Slack channels, whatever it might be. Give those shout outs. Five, we already talked about this one. Get best in class email and phone data from Zoom Info. You can't expect the AEs to prospect without data. Six, make outbound a part of every one-on-one. We do a lot as sales managers and frontline leaders. We're all about the deal review and the pipeline review. But what about the pipeline review in terms of the outbound portion of the pipeline? What accounts are you targeting this week? What triggers did you find? Who are you going to be reaching out to? What is your goal for meetings that you're going to set? There should be prep coming into the one-on-one specifically for outbound, and a portion of every single meeting you do with the rep needs to be talking about pipeline generation. Number seven, stay on top of compelling trigger events and low-hanging fruit. I can't tell you how many teams I train on LinkedIn Sales Navigator, and it's the very first time they see the ability to sort their accounts by triggers, to sort contacts by newly hired executives. You know, executives hired in their first 90 days tend to spend around 70% of their budget in the first 90 to 100 days, according to user gems. That's low-hanging fruit within your accounts. Make sure you're using Sales Navigator for that. And then lastly, reduce the amount of time it takes to write your emails using a tool like a Lavender or a Grammarly or some sort of tool that helps correct some of the emails and helps you shorten them down and get rid of grammatical mistakes and all that kind of stuff. So those are my 8 tips. You got to get your account executive self-sourcing, building this muscle and building a culture where your team will self-source is going to make it to where you're never overly reliant on inbound or SDRs. And there's this culture of accountability and owning the pipeline versus expecting people to build it for you. So those are my tips for the day. If you're a sales leader and you got value out of this, I would love if you left an honest rating or review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. We're going to start focusing more of our content on leaders because we want to help more of you guys out. That's all I got. Again, I'm Jason Bay. Thanks for checking out Outbound Squad. We'll see you later.